اولیش و معمولاً کف اعتقاد غلط
is the idea that the blessing of the Holy Ghost
که همه فکر میکنن کفر روح القدس
when a person is hearing the gospel
وقتی یه نفر انجیل رو شنید
that the Holy Spirit is prompting that person
و روح القدس توی قلب تو
that they understand what is preached to them
و درک کرده و به چه موعظه‌ای شده بهش
then they reject that
و قبول نمیکنتش
now of course rejecting the gospel will actually end you up in hell because
رد کردن انجیل
you're not safe you cannot get saved
بدون داشتن نجات تو رو به جهنم
میرسونه but then, of course people can hear the gospel more times
اما ممکنه یه بار یه نفر چندین بار بشنوه و بعد ایمان بیاره
before they get saved
قبل از اینکه نجات پیدا کنه
yeah so the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is not the sin of unbelief because they didn't believe
the gospel گناه بی ایمانی و اعتقاد نداشتن اعتقاد نیست
This looks like a plausible explanation.
این به نظر میاد که شاید ممکن باشه.
But the problem is that
اما غلطه.
We're not getting this from the context of the text.
چون موضوع آیه رو از موضوعش درآوردیم و داریم ازش استفاده
می‌کنیم. Yeah, the context is not that a soul winner is preaching the gospel.
موضوع نیست اون کسی که بشارت میده انجیل رو موعظه میده.
And then his message is rejected.
و پیامش رد شده باشه.
And then this is done how you commit a sin. We don't see that.
و اینجوری کردی و تموم شده و وجود نداره.
Let's go to Matthew 12 and just let's look at the context.
بیایم موضوع رو دقیقاً درک کنیم ببینیم در مورد
What is the actual narrative of these passages that talk about the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost?
این آیا در مورد چی داشته صحبت می‌کرد؟
Matthew 12
برمیگرده به کفر روح القدس.
And start reading verse 22 and 23. So then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both speak and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? Yeah, so here we have a direct context. Somebody was demon possessed.
He's
brought to Jesus.
Yeah,
he's also blind and dumb. He cannot speak.
Jesus heals that man.
Yeah, and then in the next verse.
آیه بعدی.
Yeah, we see what this is brought about.
می‌بینیم که در مورد چی بوده.
Yeah. It's verse 23. The people were amazed by seeing that this has happened.
اون گروه حیرت افتادن که این اتفاق افتاده.
And they say, is this not the son of David? Is this not the Messiah who would come, would be in the lineage of David?
که از نسل داووده.
Now read the next verse, verse 24, Matthew 12, 24. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Yeah, now what did the Pharisees hear? Yeah, they hear the people saying, Oh, is this not the son of David? Yeah, the people were recognizing, Hey, this is from God. And as a result, the Pharisees are responding basically with envy towards Jesus, saying, Now, this guy is casting these devils out by the power of
Beelzebub.
Now, who is Beelzebub? In the same verse, it already says it. It's the prince of the devils. Yeah, who's in charge of the devils? Yeah, the demons. And of course, that's Satan. Yeah, we see this again coming up in the next verses. Read Matthew 12, 25 till 29. No, till 30, till 30. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how shall then his kingdom stand? And if by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind a strong man? Then he will spoil his house. He that is not with me is against me, and he that guardeth not with me scoundreth abroad.
عیسی افکار ایشان را درک نموده بدیشان گفت هر مملکتی که علیه خود تقسیم گردد ویران شود و هر شهری یا خانه که علیه خود تقسیم گردد برقرار نماند. لحاظا اگر شیطان را بیرون کند، هر آینه به خلاف خود تقسیم گردد. پس چگونه سلطنتش پایان کند؟ و اگر من به وساطت به زبون دیوها را بیرون میکنم، پسران شما آنها را به یاری که بیرون میکنند. از این جهت ایشان بر شما داوری خواهند کرد. اما هرگاه من به روح خدا دیوها را اخراج میکنم، هر آینه ملکوت خدا بر شما رسیده است. و چگونه کسی بتواند در خانه شخصی قدرتمند درآید و اموال او را غارت کند مگر آنکه اول آن قدرتمند را ببندد و پس خانه او را تاراج کند؟ هر که با من نیست برخلاف من است و هر که با من جمع نکند پراکنده سازد.
Yeah, so Jesus responds to the accusation of the Pharisees, and he responds in saying, Satan, yeah, if Satan casts out Satan, yeah, he's dividing against himself. Yeah, again, making this link that Beelzebub is the prince of the devils, he is Satan.
And again,
Jesus again uses the name Beelzebub.
So
what are the Pharisees saying about Jesus? Hey, you're casting out these devils by Satan. The power that you use to do this is from Satan. Now read the next verse. 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men.
از این رو شما را میگویم که هر نوع گناه کفر از انسان آمرزیده میشود، اما کفر به روح القدس از انسان عفو نخواهد شد.
Yeah, so the context is a demon-possessed man being brought to Jesus. Jesus sets him free, heals them. The people are amazed. Pharisees don't like it. And they say to Jesus, hey, that was done. That was done by the power of Satan. So do we see the gospel being preached to the Pharisees here?
Nope.
Where they prompted in their hearts and rejected the gospel.
No.
Yeah, so the idea that somehow the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is a rejection of the gospel, yeah, it just simply doesn't fit the context. Now here, I'll give you another one. Not a wrong interpretation of what the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is. And that is denying or cursing the Holy Ghost. Yeah, saying things like, I deny the Holy Ghost, or things like, bleep Holy Ghost. Which of course is a very wicked thing to do.
Yeah,
but that's not the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. About 15 years ago, they have started some kind of challenge. They call it the blasphemy challenge. Don't bother to look that up. It is not edifying. But there you have mainly young people recording videos, putting them online, where they deny the Holy Spirit, where they curse the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and a lot of these people are absolutely wicked people who do this. They're reprobates, and I'll come back to that later. To that term.
Yeah.
People are definitely on the way to hell. Yeah, but making these videos is not the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. And again, the problem is that we don't see the Pharisees doing that. They're not addressing the Holy Ghost. They're making a statement in regards to the people, in regards to Jesus. Hey, what he is doing, not by the Spirit of God, but by Satan. Yeah, so the blessing of the Holy Ghost is not just rejecting the gospel, and it's not making some videos denouncing the Holy Spirit. Now, here's a last interpretation that is not right. Of what the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is. And that is the criticizing of the works of the Holy Spirit. And this normally comes out of Pentecostal and charismatic circles that they believe this. And basically it is when you say what they are doing,
وقتی بگی کاری که اونا میکنن,
yeah, what they are stating is from the Holy Ghost,
اگر حرفشون واقعا روح القدس,
if you speak against that,
اگر بگی که yeah, if you would say, hey, نمایششون ضد روح القدس,
yeah, what you are involved in is actually demonic,
اگر بهشون بگی کارتون شیطانیه بیشتر,
yeah, they'll say, oh, you've committed this sin of blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Yeah, they have this practice, of course. They call speaking in tongues,
yeah,
speaking gibberish. Now, if you mock this, then according to them, you've committed this sin. You've blasphemed the Holy Ghost. Yeah, because you're mocking what they think the Holy Ghost is doing, which of course it's not. But
yeah,
speaking in tongues is not a biblical term, it's speaking with tongues.
And
I preached a sermon on that not long ago, explaining what it actually is. Yeah, and they have other practices,
yeah,
other manifestations, like oh, being slain in the spirit, uncontrollable laughter,
yeah,
laying on the ground and shaking,
yeah,
and criticizing this, yeah, they would say, hey, this is blasphemy, yeah, because this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Now,
it's not.
It's
actually demonic. That's what it is. Yeah, but again, is this explanation, if you would want to take this, do we see this in the context? Yeah, and the answer is no. Yeah, and give Jesus not speaking in tongues, yeah.
But
go to Acts 2. No, I don't have to read it. I will just explain it. Yeah, it's the day of Pentecost. Yeah.
What's the Pentecost?
Yeah, the event where the Pentecostals get their name from. Yeah, the disciples spoke with tongues, it says. Which has, of course, nothing to do with what the Pentecostals and Charismatics do. It's foreign languages that are spoken there.
And the Holy Ghost performing a miracle that people who didn't learn the language could
speak the language to share the gospel.
Now,
did people mock the disciples when they were doing that? Yes, because they were saying, oh, they're drunk. So now you have blaspheme the Holy Ghost and you're doomed.
پس اونا کفر
کردن. On the day of Pentecost.
پس همون روز دیگه بخشیده نمیشن. در روز پنتیکاست همه اونایی که گفتن دیگه
کفر. Is that what we see in Acts 2?
اعمال رسولان
فصل 2. Yeah, and read the whole chapter at home. We don't have time for it now.
اعمال رسولان فصل 2 رو تو
But we don't see that.
اینو نمیبینیم.
Yeah, we see nowhere that they just have committed unpardonable sin.
من نمیگه اونا گناه نابخشودنی رو انجام دادن.
In fact, what we see is many people getting saved that day.
خیلی ها در اون روز نجات پیدا میکنن چون خیلی به زبان خودشون انجیل رو شنیدن.
Yep. So we have seen now several things that it is not. Yeah. Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is not rejecting the gospel. It's not a sin of unbelief. Yeah, it's not recording some video where somebody denies the Holy Spirit or curses the Holy Spirit. Again, very wicked thing to do. And the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is not mocking the Pentecostals and Charismatics for their unbiblical practices. So the question is then, what is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? What does the Bible say about it? Now, go to Mark 3. Because this is basically stated. Starts reading. First read
22-27.
And you'll see that's the same story. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, he had Beelzebub, and by the prince of the devils casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him, and said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself, he be divided, he cannot stand. But had an end. No man can enter into the strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house.
و کاتبانی که از اورشلیم آمده بودند گفتند که بعد زبون دارد و به یاری رئیس دیوها دیوها را اخراج میکند. پس ایشان را پیش خوانده مثلها زده به ایشان گفت چطور میتواند شیطان را بیرون کند. و اگر مملکتی بر علیه خود تقسیم شود، آن مملکت نتواند پایدار بماند. و هرگاه خانه‌ای به ضد خیش تقسیم شد، آن خانه نمیتواند استقامت داشته باشد. و اگر شیطان علیه خود برخیزد و تقسیم شود، او نمیتواند پایدار ماند، بلکه هلاک می‌گردد. و هیچ کس نمیتواند به خانه مرد نیرومند در آمده اسباب و مهارت نماید، جز آنکه اول آن نیرومند را ببندد و
Yeah, and of course, this is the same story, just given another gospel. Now read the next three verses, 28 to 30. Verily, I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation, because they said he had an unclean spirit.
هر آینده به شما میگویم که همه گناهان از پسران آدمی آمرزیده میشود و هر قسم کفر که گفته باشند، اما هر که به روح القدس کفر گوید تا به ابد آمرزیده نشود، بلکه شایسته عذاب جاودانی بود، زیرا که میگفتند روحی پلید دارد.
Yeah, so he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost had never forgiveness. In verse 30 it says, what is the issue? What did they say? And they say, he had an unclean spirit. Yeah? So Jesus casts out this devil from this man that is mutant and dumb. People are amazed. Oh, is this the son of David? Is this the promised Messiah? And the Pharisees tell the people, this guy has an unclean spirit. They're basically saying that Jesus was demon-possessed. Now, by any standard, that is a very wicked thing to say. And of course, it reveals the heart of the Pharisees.
Yeah?
And imagine this, they are seeing the Son of God with them. God in the flesh.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that Jesus was filled with the Spirit to the max. Yeah. John 3:34. For he, and 35, for he whom God had sent speaketh the words of God. For God, as it's talking about Jesus, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure into him. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hands.
را که خدا فرستاد به کلام خدا تکلم می نماید، چون که خدا روح را به میزان عطا نمی کند. پدر پسر را محبت می نماید و همه چیز را به دست او سپرد.
Yeah, Jesus did not receive the Holy Spirit by measure. He received without measure.
Yeah?
So the Pharisees see Jesus, yeah, God in the flesh, and this is what they have to say. He has an unclean spirit. Yeah? So the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, in the context that we've just been reading, yeah, is basically saying that Jesus is demon-possessed, that Jesus has an unclean spirit. And it's not more than this, and it's not less than this. Yeah, we need to be careful by reading all kinds of ideas in it that we cannot fit in the text. That's why context is very important. And frankly, I'm not even sure if we could even commit this sin today. Because could we even, of course, as a Christian, you couldn't anyway, but I will get to that in a moment.
But
could a person do what the Pharisees were doing to Jesus? Yeah, because Jesus is not with us in the flesh at the moment. Yeah, we cannot walk up to Jesus after he has cast out the devil and saying, hey, he does this by the power of Satan. Yeah, I don't say it's impossible, but I just don't see how it's possible. Yeah, today we as Christians are indwelled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And a Christian would never mock Jesus like that. And the next two we saw people mocking basically the work of the Holy Spirit, and nobody got doomed. So you cannot say, oh, what they did to Jesus, now they can do it to a Christian because they also have the Holy Spirit living in them.
Yeah,
so I'm not even sure that somebody could even commit the sin today. Yeah, so the blessing of the Holy Ghost is basically calling Jesus demon-possessed, saying that he has an unclean spirit.